This is People Magazine for the week of August 12th, 2019. On the cover of this week's People, Bachelorette Betrayed, I Won't Marry a Liar, Why Hannah Had to End Her Engagement to Jed, How He Tried to Justify His Secret, and the Chances of Her Reuniting with Tyler. But first, let's get the scoop because it's a romance update. Does Gaga have a new guy? In between bites of brunch, restaurant goers at the Granville in Los Angeles's Studio City got a big surprise on July 28th when Lady Gaga walked in. Casual in a tank top and short shorts with no bodyguards or fanfare. Still, she was fabulous, a diner tells People of the Star. We were all in awe. But as all eyes were on Gaga, she had eyes only for her male companion, Dan Horton, an audio engineer. As the two ate at a table on the sidewalk patio of the restaurant, they kissed as they spoke really close. The diner says Gaga, age 33, remained low-key as she and Horton, age 37, made their way to the valet about an hour later, turning down photos with fans who approached her. Ironically, she had a table in the front, so she was clearly okay with being seen, says another diner. She seemed very happy when interacting with the guy. The outing marks the first time since Gaga has stepped out with a new man since calling off her engagement to talent agent Christian Sereno in February. In the months since, she deflected rumors about a romance with her A Star Is Born co-star Bradley Cooper, who also split from his longtime girlfriend, model Irina Shayk, in June. All the attention for the movie and her split from Christian was a bit much, a source says. She escaped to Mexico with friends twice just to get out of L.A. You could tell that she was so sick of the romance rumors. On break from her Las Vegas residency, Enigma, Gaga has been keeping busy with her new Amazon-exclusive cosmetics line, House Laboratories. That's H-A-U-S. She seems very involved and excited, says the source. Although she has been very busy lately, she seems happier. There's an inset box here. It says, a go-to sound guy and Gaga's new man. According to Horton's LinkedIn page, he has worked for the singer since November 2018 as a monitor engineer. He also owns Audio Engineering Consulting Group and has worked with other big-name artists such as Camila Cabello, Bruno Mars, and Justin Timberlake. Meghan's side job, guest editing Vogue. Meghan Markle is still officially on maternity leave, but on July 29th, she revealed she had guest edited the September issue of British Vogue while pregnant with son Archie. The issue features a conversation about parenthood between the royal mom and former First Lady Michelle Obama, which Meghan said began over a casual lunch of chicken tacos and my ever-burgeoning bump. The issue also showcases 15 women who highlight the values, causes, and people making impact in the world today, Meghan said. The Duchess, who turned 38 on August 4th, opted not to be on the cover herself, but instead requested that a mirrored 16th space be included to reflect the reader. Among the featured women, Orange is the New Black star and trans rights activist Laverne Cox, who received a surprise call from Vogue editor Edward Enifel. Says Cox, he's like, I have someone on the phone. It was the Duchess of Sussex. I was starstruck. I told her I had been a fan of Suits since the beginning. She said, aw. She thanked me for being an inspiration and to keep it up. Here's this week's Heart Monitor. Happy 30th anniversary to Terry Crews and Rebecca King Crews. 2 days before their 30th wedding anniversary, the Brooklyn Nine-Nine actor, age 51, and his wife, age 53, celebrated on July 27th with a star-studded party at the Four Seasons in Beverly Hills. During the bash, Stevie Wonder serenaded the couple, who cut a replica of their original wedding cake. Going strong, Britney Spears and Sam Asghari. Linked since 2016, the pop star, age 37, and the male model, age 25, made their red carpet debut July 22nd at the LA premiere of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Although Spears wore a ring on that finger, a source confirmed she's not engaged. Just married Leona Lewis and Dennis Yauch. The British singer, age 34, wed the choreographer, age 30, at Sting's estate outside of Florence on July 27th. Lewis, who met Yauch in 2010, was a glowing bride, says a source. They capped off the night with a fireworks show. Birthday date night, Sandra Bullock and Brian Randall. On July 24th, the actress, accompanied by her photographer boyfriend, celebrated her 55th birthday at the San Vicente Bungalows, an exclusive members-only club in West Hollywood. Bullock has been dating Randall, age 53, since 2015. Bindi Irwin is engaged. He's my happily ever after. On the morning of July 24th, Bindi Irwin knew it would be a special day. Her family would be together at Australia Zoo to mark her 21st birthday. But the Animal Planet star soon had even more to celebrate when Chandler Powell, her boyfriend of more than 5 years, whisked her off to a special part of the zoo and asked her to marry him. These past 5 years together have been the best of my life, and we look forward to a lifetime of magical moments to come, he told People. It was, says Bindi, the most special day. I've met my soulmate, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with Chandler. He's my happily ever after. The pair met in 2013 when Chandler, a Florida native and former professional wakeboarder, took a trip to the zoo and Bindi happened to be his tour guide. We hit it off right away, he says. Bindi says her new fiancé reminds her of her father, Steve Irwin. The Crocodile Hunter star died on September 4, 2006, at age 44 after he was attacked by a stingray. Chandler loves wildlife and conservation, and he has this strength, which is necessary when you're jumping on crocs, she told People in May 2018. Chandler, age 22, has already relocated to Australia where Bindi lives and works alongside her and her mother Terry and 15-year-old brother Robert, both of whom are thrilled to welcome him to the family. I'm so very happy, Terry said, and I know Steve would be too. Let's see, we've got a little timeline. It says their love story. While traveling for a wakeboarding competition in 2013, Chandler visited the Australia Zoo and Bindi led its tour. I'm like, wow, she's amazing, he recalled. Before Bindi won the Mirrorball Trophy for season 21 of Dancing with the Stars, the pair made their red carpet debut in September 2015 in Los Angeles. We spent this day with our families smiling and laughing by the lake, Bindi posted in December 2017. I'm so glad we found each other in this great big world. Angelina's next big move. As a mom of six, Angelina Jolie has a built-in fan club, one that got even more excited on July 20th when Jolie, age 44, took the stage at Comic-Con to announce she'd be taking on the role of superhero Thena in an upcoming Marvel movie, The Eternals. Touched by her kids' reaction, she tells People, "What's really moving to me is that they want to see me strong, so it's less to see me in a film, but they're just happy I will be strong and having fun." Adapted from a Marvel comic book series, The Eternals is about a group of ancient superheroes. The movie co-stars Salma Hayek, Richard Madden, Kumail Nanjiani, and is slated to come out November 6, 2020. To prepare to play Thena, Jolie says she's immersing herself in everything from swords to ballet. She's a warrior. I'm going to have to work very hard to give the Marvel Cinematic Universe the Thena they deserve. It's been a busy year for the star, who has several movies coming up, including Maleficent, Mistress of Evil, out October 18th, and the one and the only Ivan next August. She also just wrapped the thriller Those Who Wish Me Dead, Now she's about to team up with director Chloe Zhao for The Eternals. I think Chloe is going to make a special Marvel film. With all the love and respect for the others and what makes them work, we hope to add something new. Oprah dishes on her all-time favorite food. If self-described foodie Oprah Winfrey had 1 week to live, what would she choose to eat for her final meals? They'd all be pastas, she says. I could eat it every day, but I would be a bloated fish. This summer, the media mogul, age 65, has been balancing work on her new Apple partnership. She and Prince Harry are producing a mental health docuseries for the new streaming platform, Apple TV+. With creating health-conscious new pasta dishes for her O, That's Good line from Kraft. Oh, so it's called Oh, That's Good. I love a thing all thrown together in a skillet, says Winfrey, who's maintained the 40-pound weight loss she achieved after joining WW, formerly Weight Watchers, as an investor in 2015. It's part of the life that I grew up with. Tuna casserole was one of my favorite things in the world. The latest additions to the line, like chicken Alfredo, retune the recipes by adding something healthy, like cauliflower instead of cream, she says. This is how I love to eat. Cody Williams and Maria Flores. Robin Williams's son Cody weds singer Maria Flores on July 21st with a touching tribute to his late dad. July 21st was an especially meaningful day for Cody Williams, age 27, to marry his girlfriend Maria Flores. It would have been his dad Robin Williams's 68th birthday. Cody, an assistant director who worked on Captain Marvel, and Maria, the lead singer of the band Bone Nest, exchanged vows at the longtime Williams family home in San Francisco in front of friends and family, including Zodi's sister Zelda, age 30, their mom is Robin's second wife, Marcia Gracis Williams, and brother Zachary, age 36, Robin's son with his first wife, Valerie Velarde. The bride wore a beaded Vera Wang bodice dress with a tulle skirt. And at the ceremony, the couple paid tribute to the loved ones they had lost, including Robin, who died on August 14, 2014. Guests held up yellow roses while a recording of Maria singing Never Enough from The Greatest Showman played. After the festivities, Zelda posted a tender note on Instagram. July 21st was the day my dad was born, and the day I last got to see him. She added, on the 21st of July 2019, it became the day I officially gained a new sister. To Maria and Cody, you are a light in all of our lives. I'm so grateful to have paid witness to your love over the years and to have watched you grow and care for each other in ways we should all be so lucky to experience. There's an inset box with some details. It says, honoring Robin. Cody and Maria played a recording of her singing a tribute to lost loved ones. The bride and the Williams siblings posed for a photo after the ceremony. And to infinity and beyond, wrote Maria on Instagram after the wedding. And now here's our cover story for today, The Bachelorette's Hannah Brown. Single and stronger than ever, she gained millions of fans for her outspoken approach as The Bachelorette, but was left heartbroken. Nevertheless, Hannah Brown is standing tall and hopeful for the future. On the day of Hannah Brown's People cover shoot, temperatures reached a steaming 100 degrees, but The Bachelorette star was as cool as ever, playfully rocking out to a playlist titled Boss Bitch in between takes, and flashing her megawatt smile as she joked about needing a personal water spritzer. But later, when she sat down to discuss the emotional roller coaster of the past few months, Hannah's cheerful facade slipped as she tearfully recounted her journey, including being slut-shamed by one of her suitors, the agony of choosing between her final two, then a romantic proposal, and the stressful aftermath of the show, which ultimately resulted in a painful breakup. I thought I had found the perfect ending to my love story, says Hannah. This is not the future I expected. The 24-year-old Alabama native got engaged to singer-songwriter Jed Wyatt on the season finale, breaking things off with runner-up Tyler Cameron. But days after cameras stopped rolling, their relationship started to crumble. The final straw came on June 18th after Hannah and Jed had been engaged for 5 weeks, when a People exclusive revealed that Jed had a girlfriend when he went on the show. It felt like a sucker punch, says Hannah. The foundation of love is honesty and truth, and Jed couldn't give that to me. She broke up with Jed, thus shutting the door on what she once believed was her happily ever after. But now, determined not to wallow in sorrow, Hannah is resolute, opening up about the ups and downs of her bachelorette saga and revealing why, after everything she's been through, she remains hopeful about one day getting a second chance at true love. I understand who I am, and I'm able to stand up for myself, she says. And I know I'm going to come out stronger because of this. Y'all haven't seen the last of me yet. How are you feeling? I'm going through a lot of emotions right now. I'm mad. I'm sad. Some days I'm like, why did this happen to me? I thought it was going to be one story, and it ended up being a completely different one. Going back to the beginning, how did your relationship with Jed progress? Jed was definitely on my radar the first night. We really hit it off. We always had easy conversations, and I remember he was the best dad on the baby-themed date. He told you pretty early on that he came on the show for his music career. Was that a red flag? I was very realistic. No guy was actually there for me because they didn't know who the bachelorette was going to be, and I was the dark horse. I was insecure because I didn't know if the guys were disappointed or not. And let's be honest, everybody comes on the show with some motivation. So Jed being honest, it was refreshing. I'm like, okay, he didn't come here for me, but now he likes me. And that's what made me really start to fall for him. Was there a clear front runner as you got close to the end? I would say, up until week 8 in Amsterdam, I thought, this is not going to work. I had feelings, but I couldn't really see a future. When I started breaking my shell, I realized I did care for the guys a lot. But I was confused. I knew I wanted to date these guys, but we were talking about marriage. It was stressful. I was supposed to get engaged, and I was not where I wanted to be. It was really taxing on me. Did you have concerns about Tyler? I was immediately attracted to Tyler, but I knew if I let him in, he could be somebody that hurt me. I didn't know if he was really ready, so I didn't take it very seriously at first. But the fantasy suite rocked me. I was freaking out how fast the feelings for Tyler came on. And I did a disservice, not only to me, but to him and to our relationship, because I didn't allow myself to be ready to be engaged to him. Tyler was the scary choice, and Jed was more comfortable. Your family didn't approve of Jed. Did that hurt you? It was tough. I felt like my parents were looking at it financially, and that really upset me. Looking back, I think there were already rumors about Jed going around, and my parents were worried. But they had no proof, so they didn't say anything. Once you decided to choose Jed, were you excited? It was a relief to get to that decision, but I still had to talk myself through it. I loved two different people, and I just had to make a choice. I wanted to be confident in my decision, but you can't shut off your emotions. Not that I didn't love Jed, and not that I wasn't excited, but I kept telling myself I was 100% sure, and I didn't think I was. I just felt like the safest decision I could make. My heart was broken into pieces, and Jed had the biggest piece. What were those days post-engagement like? We loved each other, but it was hard right off the bat. I was upset with my family, and I didn't call my parents for 3 days because I felt like they would be disappointed with my choice. I just wanted to celebrate finding my person, and I didn't want to feel upset by anything they said. Did Jed ever mention anything about another girl? 2 days after our engagement, he told me he was hanging out with a girl before the show, but that it was nothing serious. I asked him if he ended it with her, and he said, yeah, whatever it was. It was really sucky. I was like, great, we're going to have to deal with this. I would have liked to have known before we got engaged. I didn't want it to kill me, but it did. It stayed with me. Did things get better? I was still struggling because I said goodbye to a person I loved, Tyler. One of the things that drew me to Jed was that I thought he was very secure and confident, but I realized that he actually wasn't. I didn't validate him enough, and that put a strain on our relationship. I felt like he was a different person than the guy I saw on the show. It was difficult, and it wasn't like everything fell into place after the show. But then a bombshell. How did you find out the truth about the girlfriend? We were together when we got the call about that people story was going to come out. I had asked him, is it true that you told her you loved her? And he said, yeah, I did. I was like, what the beep? I do believe that when he said he loved me, he loved me. But it really upset me that he was throwing those words around prior to that. I asked him, is there anything else you need to tell me? And he didn't own up to it. So the next day, I read the story. It's really embarrassing have to send an article to your fiancé and circle parts and ask if they're true and then be told that they are true. It was rough. What happened next? I did feel remorse from him, but he still tried to justify the relationship. That was frustrating. I don't think he meant anything malicious, but he was cowardly. He loved me and didn't want to lose me, and he knew that finding out would rock me. It was selfish. He lied, and I'm not going to marry that. Did you try to make things work? I knew in my heart, once I found out about everything, that we couldn't go back. I just see him differently. This is not the same person I got engaged to. I think the breakup hurt me worse than it hurt him because he ultimately wasn't ready for marriage. But I wanted that ending, and it sucks. Would you ever consider going back to Tyler? Tyler will always have a place in my heart, no matter what our relationship looks like. The feelings I developed for him are real, and they don't shut off instantly. But it's hard to say what the future holds with him or with anyone else. Right now, I'm focused on repairing my heart. How are you feeling about the future? I was scared you were going to ask me if I'm happy, and I can't answer that. But I'm hopeful. I'll never take the experience I've had for granted, even with the heartbreak. It's going to be a journey with some happy days and some sad days, but it's a journey I'm really blessed to have. All right. We got some inset boxes here. Let's start with this one. Would Hannah be the Bachelorette again? I think you can never say never, Hannah says. Being the Bachelorette was an experience unlike anything else. I learned so much about myself during this process. And if I were to step into this position again, I'm sure I would learn more. I'm always trying to grow and evolve. But to look that far down the road right now feels unfair to the attention my heart needs now. The ring that was, Jed selected a 3-carat oval cut Neil Lane with a halo of 89 smaller diamonds set in platinum. He said he was totally in love with Hannah, says Lane. When Hannah ended the engagement, she removed the ring. That really hurt, she says. I wanted that ring and that ending. Tyler speaks out. Tyler Cameron admits his heart hurt when Hannah rejected him, but I wanted to make it easy on her so she could have a special day, he says. Now Tyler says he's disappointed by the drama with Jed. It's tough to see because that girl deserves the world. Could he and Hannah reconcile? It's not impossible. We need to be friends and see where life takes us. Luke P., a bitter ending. Hannah and Luke Parker, age 25, had powerful chemistry, But the relationship was never easy and ultimately imploded after Luke criticized Hannah's choice to have sex on a date. I've been told that I misrepresented my faith, says Hannah, a devout Christian, of the fallout, and that it's been soul-crushing. But in the end, I'm not going to stop talking about the things I believe in, she says. I can be a woman of faith and still be sex positive. J-Lo turns 5-0 inside the star's epic party. It's Jennifer Lopez's world, and we're all just living in it. At least that's how it felt when the superstar turned 50 on July 24th, celebrating her milestone birthday in the most J-Lo of ways. With a lavish blowout bash surrounded by family, including her 11-year-old twins, Max and Emmy. Taking over Gloria and Emilio Estefan's sprawling Star Island estate in Miami, the singer, looking every bit the golden goddess in a custom curve-bearing Versace gown, danced until 3 a.m. with fiancé Alex Rodriguez, whose daughters Natasha, age 14, and Ella, aged 11, showed off their best moves with Lopez's kids at the fete. Turning 50 is something Jennifer is embracing, a source close to Lopez says of the star, whose party's gold theme was even a nod to her half-century mark. Her family is doing well. Her career is still fun, and she's very excited about planning her wedding to Alex. She's in the best place in so many ways. Indeed, a smile never left her face as she cut into a 10-tier cake, sang along to performances by pals DJ Khaled, Fat Joe, and Ashanti, and took in a special birthday serenade from her twins. Of course, Rodriguez, age 44, was never far away. He was a full-on dance partner with his jacket off and shirt open, says a party guest of the athlete-turned-entrepreneur. I'm so sore from one night of dancing, I don't know how Jennifer does it, joked Rodriguez the morning after on Instagram. Who else hates getting old? Certainly not J-Lo. She's seen plenty of ups and downs, but Lopez, currently on her massive It's My Party World Tour, is feeling more fulfilled than ever. Few people have as much energy and enthusiasm as Jennifer does, says the Lopez source, and turning 50 is definitely not going to slow her down. And that is all the time we have for today. This has been People Magazine. I'm Jackie Norton for Radio Reading Service.